A May Night by Nikolai Gogol, narrated by Joe Phoenix. A May Night by Nikolai Gogol. Chapter 1. Songs were echoing in the village street. It was just the time when the young men and girls, tired with the work and cares of the day, were in a habit of assembling for the dance. In the mild evening light, cheerful songs blended with mild melodies. A mysterious twilight obscured the blue sky and made everything seem indistinct and distant. It was growing dark, but the songs were not hushed. A young Cossack, Levko by name, the son of the village headman, had stolen away from the singers, guitar in hand. With his embroidered cap set awry in his head, and his hand playing over the strings, he stepped a measure to the music. Then he stopped at the door of a house half hidden by blossoming cherry trees. Whose house was it? To whom did the door lead? After a little while, he played and sang. The night is nigh. The sun is down. Come out to me, my love, my own. No one is there. My bright-eyed beauty is fast asleep, said the Cossack to himself, as he finished his song and approached the window. Hannah, Hannah, are you asleep? Or won't you come to me? Perhaps you're afraid someone will see us, or will not expose your delicate face to the cold. Fear nothing. The evening is warm, and there is no one near. And if anyone comes, I will wrap you in my caftan, fold you in my arms, and no one will see us. And if the wind blows cold, I will press you close to my heart, warm you with my kisses, and lay my cap on your tiny feet, my darling. Only throw me a single glance. No, you are not asleep, you proud thing, he exclaimed now louder, in a voice which betrayed his annoyance at the humiliation. You're laughing at me. Goodbye. Then he turned away, set his cap jauntily, and still lightly touching his guitar, stepped back from the window, just when the wooden handle of the door turned with a grating noise. A girl who counted hardly 17 springs looked out timidly through the darkness, and still keeping hold of the handle, stepped over the threshold. In the twilight of her bright eyes shone like little stars. Her coral necklace gleamed, and the pink flush on her cheeks did not escape the Cossack's observation. How impatient you are, she said in a whisper. You get angry so quickly. Why did you choose such a time? There are crowds of people in the street. I tremble all over. Don't tremble, my darling. Come close to me, said the Cossack, putting down his guitar, which hung on a long strap round his neck, and sitting down with her on the doorstep. You know I find it hard to be only an hour without seeing you. Do you know what I'm thinking of? Interrupted the young girl, looking at him thoughtfully. Something whispers to me that we shall not see so much of each other in the future. The people here are not well disposed to you. The girls look so envious, and the young fellows. I noticed also that my mother watches me carefully for some time past. I must confess I was happier when among strangers. Her face wore a troubled expression as she spoke. You're only 2 months back at home, and are already tired of it? Said the Cossack. And of me too, perhaps? Oh, no, she replied, smiling. I love you, you black-eyed Cossack. I love you because of your dark eyes, and my heart laughs in my breast when you look at me. I feel so happy when you come down the street stroking your black mustache and enjoy listening to your song when you play the guitar. Oh, my Hannah, exclaimed the Cossack, kissing the girl and drawing her close to him. Stop, Levko. Tell me whether you have spoken to your father. About what? He answered absent-mindedly. About marrying you? Yes, I did. But he seemed to speak almost reluctantly. Well, what more? What can you make of him? The old curmudgeon pretends to be deaf. He will not listen to anything, and blames me for loafing with fellows, as he says, about the streets. But don't worry, Hannah. I give you my word as a Cossack. I will break his obstinacy. You only need to say a word, Levko, and it shall be as you wish. I know that of myself. Often I do not wish to obey you, but you speak only a word,